Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have an interesting story, and I invite you to listen to it. Story of the Sparrow and the Elephant is the title of today's story. Be with us. A long time ago, Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow lived in the forest. They made their nest on a branch of a blackberry tree. Soon, Mrs. Sparrow laid eggs in the nest. Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow became very happy. Mr. Sparrow took care of her and their eggs. But one day, a big giant and cheeky elephant came near their tree. He started pulling the branches. The sparrow couple got scared after watching this. They pleaded, "Oh, dear elephant, please show mercy. This is our beautiful nest. We laid eggs in the nest. We are waiting for our children to come out eagerly. Please don't break the branches or else our beautiful dreams will also be broken." But that selfish elephant did not listen to anything. He continued destroying that place. At last, he broke that branch. This made the eggs fall and break in a blink of an eye. Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow started crying. Seeing this horrible incident, the sparrow couple's friends came to console them. Some friends were so deeply affected by this incident that they decided to punish the elephant. The mastermind frog made a plan to punish the elephant. He included gnat and woodpecker into his plan. On the next day, all started to search for the arrogant elephant. Later, they found him near the mango tree. "Let us excuse the plan," said the genius frog. Following the order of the mastermind frog, gnat went near the elephant and started buzzing into his ear. This made the elephant angry, and soon he lost control over his body. As he lost control and started to panic, the woodpecker flew towards him and took his eyes off. Moaning in severe pain, the elephant started crying. Due to intemperate pain and excessive crying, his throat started drying up. He went here and there in search of water, but he could not see anything. Listening to tar, 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 the sound of the frog, the elephant thought that he found the lake. He went near the ditch, following the frog's croak. The frog jumped into the lake. Thus the blind elephant assured himself that he had reached the correct place. As he went down to drink some water, he fell into the ditch and died soon after. As all friends took revenge using their intelligence, all animals and birds cheered their win and started dancing and singing. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about this famous proverb that says, "A friend in need is a friend indeed." From the viewpoint of Islam, friendship and what becomes the basics of relationships must be based on divine motivations. For us, in order to know what the general rule of maintaining a friendship, a friend's relationship or friendship is from the perspective of the Holy Quran, let's just pay attention to the translation of verse 24 of Surah As-Sad, chapter As-Sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. And indeed, many partners bully one another and accept such as have faith and do righteous deeds, and few are they. Then David knew that we had tested him, whereat he pleaded with his Lord for forgiveness and fell down in prostration and repented. You see, dear brothers and sisters, what we understand here, that whatever we want to do and whatever the reason can be the reason for our friendship, we have to consider the divine bonds for this sort of relations. If we consider them as the key bonds in our relation, that friendship will stay and will be durable. And in case we are far from each other and we move to another region or another city or another country, this friendship is not going to fade. And if again this friendship is again has been based on the divine motivations, then the temptations of Satan and devil will not affect that. The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So, how can we make this a sort of friendship for ourselves? So let's test ourselves for these sort of friendships. Let's start this friendship with the person or the entity or the existence who has created us. Let's start with him first. Then we can actually apply it to others. I think the one who created us is closer to us in our morale, in our, let's say, sensations and feelings and sympathy. So let's start this friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then apply it to others. The same way that we start this friendship with Him, which would be, at the end of the day, an enriched sort of friendship, we shall see that no other friendship can be like that. So, all in all, I wanted to tell our dear brothers and sisters that in case we want to make any relation with anyone, we have to actually give a sort of, let's say, a flavor of divinity, a flavor of spirituality to it. Then this friendship we shall find would be more durable and it will stay longer. And in case we want to test ourselves, we can start it and we can test ourselves with a friendship that we create and we make with our Lord, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'd like to invite all of the brothers and sisters to start this friendship and practice it and apply it to those friends that we have in this world. We shall see and we shall taste the beauty and the sweetness of this friendship. Till our next show, I leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.